Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your dial, and WMFO.org online. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing you, under the radar. Rock is not all as familiar as much is. I'm going to start. I've got several things tonight. One thing I have today, I have a tribute to Malcolm Young, who just died almost 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to start with some local bands. Boston has such great rock bands, always has. I hope always will. And what I got now is Carissa Johnson. And this is Fuel Hot from her 2016 album, Only Roses, band's second album. Johnson, singer-songwriter, bass player, fronts the trio, and they won the Boston Rock and Roll Rumble this year. And Carissa Johnson will be playing next Tuesday night, the 5th, at dusk in Providence, Rhode Island. So here is Carissa Johnson.
Processing this. started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
All right, you just heard a set of local bands, from Boston bands. And first was Carissa Johnson with Fuel Hot from her 2016 album Only Roses. And she will be playing next Tuesday night at dusk in Providence, Rhode Island. After that, you heard a brand spanking new song from the local band Watts, just released on November 9th, and that was all done with rock and roll. Fortunately, they appended it with a comment of not really. Good thing, because they do some great rock and roll. And Watts will be playing at their 45 release party at the Midway Lounge in Jamaica Plain on Saturday night. Then you heard Diablogato with Gasoline from their 2016 self-titled debut album. There are some rock, some roots, some rockabilly. Really cool mix with, besides the usual guitars and drums, there's also a saxophone and a stand-up bass. Diablogato will also be at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain Saturday night on the bill with Watts. Then I am psyched to say that last song you heard in the set was from the brand new album from Aaron Hopp and the Delta Swingers, which is full of great Delta blues. And that was Stop and Listen. You'll be hearing more from this album on later shows. It's some good stuff. And they're going to be playing Thursday night at the Bull Run in Shirley, Mass. And on Friday night at the City Winery in Boston. Okay, tonight I have a tribute to Malcolm Young, the rhythm guitarist and co-founder with his younger brother Angus of AC/DC. Malcolm died on Saturday, the 18th of November, at the age of 64, after suffering from dementia for the previous 3 years, which caused him to leave the band. And AC/DC wouldn't have existed without Malcolm, an excellent rhythm guitarist, songwriter, and producer who was the driving force behind the band. Too young to go. We've got a lot of these lately, huh? And I have a couple of AC/DC songs for you now. Rest in peace, Malcolm Young. Here's some of the great music which lives on. I'm going to start with, actually, this is my favorite AC/DC song, Whole Lotta Roses. This is from Let There Be Rock.
Tell your story about a woman I know. I come loving, steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 4239 56. You can say she got it all. Yeah.
Every morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go.
My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. I just heard a tribute to Malcolm Young, who died way too early at the age of 64 on Saturday the 18th. And first you heard AC/DC with Whole Lotta Rosie, which was on the band's 1977 album Let There Be Rock. Then Up to My Neck in You from 1978's Power Ridge. Then you heard the Australian band The Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind, which was an international hit in 1965. The song's been covered by many, including David Bowie. Band members George Young and Harry Vanda wrote that song and later went on to become a huge songwriting and production team in Australia, as well as later starting the band Flash in the Pan. George Young was Malcolm and Angus Young's older brother, and he co-produced AC/DC albums and was a huge influence on them. Without George, AC/DC wouldn't have existed, and sadly, George Young also died recently, on October 22nd, at the age of 70. So rest in peace, Malcolm and George Young. Sad news there. At least we still have their music to listen to, their great music. Okay, now we have a band from Germany. This is Stoned Elements, a four-man band, and the song is Herz Verkaufen from their CD Kein Fragen. The songs on this disc are in German, and they have a second CD, Stoned Law, with songs in English. So here are Stoned Elements. happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive. It's a special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. All right, now that last set, what did we hear? Let me see. We heard Stoned Elements, a band from Germany, with which was the song, and which was Hers Valkaufen from the CD Kein Fragen. And Hers Valkaufen apparently means hearts for sale. Then you heard the title song from The Courage of the Lonely, the brand new album from Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band. It's great stuff. It's an 8-member intergenerational band, and really great songs, and very different from most bands, I'd say. And that was The Courage of the Lonely. Then you heard Dream Syndicate with Kendra's Dream, which is from their new album, How Did I Find Myself Here? I love that band. They were around in the 80s. I saw them once, I think, at the Channel. Great stuff. And they got back together in this past year, and they're they're going to be at Once Ballroom in Somerville this Friday night. I'm really looking forward to seeing them there. That should be a great show. And now it's serious guitar time, and I'll start with another tune from the brand new album from Black Country Communion. In case anyone forgot them, which I doubt, but I'll mention Black Country Communion is a supergroup with guitarist Joe Bonamassa, Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple on vocals and bass, John Bonham on drums, and Derek Sherinian from Dream Theater on keyboards. Group's been on hiatus as all four members have other music projects, and I'm so psyched they're back together, made this new album, BCC4. It was released in September, and this song is Collide.